You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are talking with Amy Rodbell at SwellCaroline.com. Her company, Swell Caroline, manufactures upscale costume jewelry that appeals to young women. The brand is known for their extremely popular e-commerce site as well as for their cult-like following on social media channels like Instagram and Pinterest. Amy, thank you for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
So, Amy, obviously you've had a passion for jewelry that transformed into a business. Tell us about the process that brought it into a reality.
Well, actually, it's kind of the opposite. I had a passion for e-commerce, and the thing I know the most about is jewelry and accessories and fashion. So it kind of went hand in hand. I went back to business school about 10 years ago and got a degree in e-commerce and marketing from Georgia Tech. And when I got out of business school, the market completely fell. It was right after 9/11. And so I had to change courses and went into real estate. But eventually found my way back to the world of e-commerce and just started a simple e-commerce store selling other people's products. And as we grew, we were able to start manufacturing our own brand and have since become more of a lifestyle brand that really has a strong focus on our e-commerce site, as well as developing our brand through social media.
Now, what have been some of the challenges that you have experienced and how have you overcome those along the way?
Well, I did not anticipate the popularity of the site. When we launched almost 4 years ago, there was not a whole lot out there in the world of simply jewelry being available on an e-commerce website. So when we launched, we did a lot of marketing via Facebook, but we were so popular, we were picked up by a couple of major daytime television shows, one being The Talk on CBS, which was a huge, huge boon for our company. However, our hosting platform failed us that day, and the moment we were mentioned on daytime television, our website crashed. So that was a huge setback. So we went back, retooled, and we partnered with Rackspace to host our e-commerce site and have been much more successful going forward.
Wow, that would be quite a challenge getting started right out of the gate. Now, I know Swell Caroline has a diverse distribution channels as your line is available in many retail stores as well as online. How important is your wholesale distribution versus the selling online?
Well, originally we were only selling online, and that was the way we were able to fund manufacturing of our own styles. And it's also enabled us to offer a unique product that's not available other places. So it kind of goes hand in hand. Our wholesale distribution is also available on our website. So if you are able to go to a trade show and look at our line in person and order that way, wonderful. But 9 times out of 10, retail stores will find us online and go through the registration process and order our products through our website via the wholesaler portal. So the easy answer is they're the same thing. But we are really focused on our retailers and we're trying to grow that. So they're really equally important.
Today we're joined by Amy Rodbell of Swell Caroline, who manufactures upscale costume jewelry that appeals to young women, located in Atlanta, Georgia, here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell me, Amy, what e-commerce platform are you currently using to process orders and why you came to choose this platform?
We originally started, we were very small and operating out of my basement. We started on Shopify, which was a great way to easily get our product out there, and the SEO feature of that platform was fantastic. But as we grew, we needed a more custom solution, and we moved over to the open source Magento platform and had a custom site developed for us. And that has been fantastic as far as managing our inventory and the flexibility of the platform, being able to really illustrate our brand through a unique website and our unique products. So we're on the Magento platform and love it. It's really enabled us to grow and to effectively manage our inventory.
And lastly, how about telling our listeners what they can expect from your brand in the future, and do you envision having any brick and mortar stores in the future?
Right now, we do not have a plan for brick and mortar stores. However, something we would like to do in the future is to offer more of a franchise concept. So a seasoned retailer could say, look, I love the brand. I love the preppy consumer that it is catering to. That's my market. I want to really show off this brand. So partnering with someone who's interested in franchising the concept is where we would be looking to grow. And in the future, we'll probably be manufacturing more costume jewelry on the upscale side, probably higher end pieces. And we're also looking to get into manufacturing gifts such as, you know, housewares, picture frames, really unique, fun items that also cater to that upscale consumer.
Well, it's very exciting to see what you've been able to build here with the company. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also shop around on Swell Caroline?
They can go to our website, swellcaroline.com, and at the very top of the page, you'll find all of our social media icons. Follow us on Instagram to see all of our new styles and how we're building the company and really developing the brand. Pinterest, we're almost at, I think, 23,000 followers, so it's really exciting. So we welcome anybody to look at our website and follow along with us on social media.
How about telling our listeners in conclusion, what advice would you have for one that may be considering starting their own business and becoming a future business owner or entrepreneur in the e-commerce space?
I would say start easy. Go and find someone who is wholesaling things that you like and you believe in and you know how to illustrate to the consumer either via social media or whatever your audience is. I would find and partner with someone who makes products that you feel like you can easily sell, get on a plug-and-play platform like Shopify or Zencart or any of those really easy shopping cart platforms, and just see where it goes.
I think that's some grand advice. Amy, thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Amy Rodbell of Swell Caroline, that manufactures upscale costume jewelry that appeals to young women, located in Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, the website of reference is swellcaroline.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.